This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 478 for Friday, July 16th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are mixed on Friday, with gains for the front months and losses for the more deferred positions. The November contract gains $5.40 at $9.1750 per ton. The January contract is up $1.80 at $8.9940 per ton. There's support from the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil, while European rapeseed is narrowly mixed. Support is also coming from the prairie weather forecast, which has most of the region remaining hot and dry throughout the weekend. The northern growing areas of Alberta will cool off and receive rain. The Saskatchewan Crop Report says the province's crops are struggling, and with its canola at only 18% good to excellent condition. A trader emphasizes price rationing needs to drive canola prices higher, as the prairie crop is likely to get worse after two more weeks of hot, dry weather. He notes that some canola has already been written off. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 79.37 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.54. The Canadian Grain Commission reports producer deliveries of canola for the week ending July 11th are down 3% at 188,000 tons. Canola exports tumble 78% at 20,000 tons, and domestic usage drops 13% at 159,000 tons. The United States Department of Agriculture reports a private sale of 134,000 tons of soft red winter wheat to China. Delivery will be during the 2021-22 marketing year. There will be more rains for the U.S. Eastern Corn Belt over the weekend. Temperatures across the country are expected to push above 90 degrees Fahrenheit. The U.S. Drought Monitor says almost 56% of the country is in some state of drought. That includes nearly three-quarters of the plains. On the other side of the Atlantic, heavy rains are causing flooding in parts of Belgium, France, and especially Germany, which are threatening crops. In Russia, hot, dry weather is cutting into its wheat crop. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Friday. The November contract rises 12 cents at $13.92 per bushel. August soy oil is up a penny at 68.31 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal is up 50 cents at $3.6320 per short ton. Corn futures turn lower on Friday. The September contract is down 8 cents at $5.56 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower as well, with September contract easing back 3.5 cents at $4.36. Wheat futures are stronger on Friday. Chicago September gains 20.5 cents at $6.92.5. Kansas City September rises 11 cents at $6.51.5. And Minneapolis September jumps 29.5 cents at $9.17. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, July 16th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.